The letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5540, Baruch Hashem. Chav Hei Sivan, 25th of Tavshin Zion, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, after a very long interruption, I did get your letter dated the 11th of Sivan. And although, still in that letter, there is not a good enough explanation why you stopped, why there's such an interruption. Okay, so the Rebbe says, itself understood, I'm having pain, I'm having agmas nefesh. And the Rebbe is, they're not getting along over there. And it doesn't say exactly what's going on over there. Sometimes the Hasidim, it looks like it was something, they didn't get along amongst the leaderships over there, they didn't get along. The Rebbe says, that causes me pain. That, he says, now this is for a woman, Tichya, doesn't say so, that she is not working it out well, she's not close, and she has no, and she has nothing to do with them. She wants nothing to do with them. So, the Rebbe says, I'm painted that because it's understood, it's obvious. It just needs to, it needs to be the opposite. The benefit is for both sides to that heart feelings is no good. The benefit of bringing people together is good for everybody. We see this practically. And the Rebbe says, just reflect a little bit. God, the blessed God, created human beings in a way that their minds are not the same. They don't have the same ideas. They don't have the same opinions. There is no such a thing. People think differently and people have different opinions. And yet we are commanded that you should love thy fellow as yourself. Well, how could I love him if he doesn't agree with me? We have a different opinion. So you see, no, the Torah knows that you have different opinions, and yet you can love each other. It's obvious, there's no contradiction whatsoever. You can have another opinion, you can still love him. And you see this practically. And the Rebbe gives him some practical advice. What causes discord? What causes people not to get along with each other? And the Rebbe says, if we know the reason over here, then you can see how it's important to eliminate the reason so that you can get together. So the Rebbe says, most of the time, the reason for such a situation is because one of the sides thinks that there is a lacking in the attitude of the other side. You think the other side doesn't respect me, the other side that sometimes they think that there is not. And I almost want to say that this is maybe a family shalom bayis. That's why it says here tichya. And the Rebbe is talking, it seems that maybe that is the case over here. Because one of the sides thinks that the other side is not giving them enough respect. And so why does, in this case, the husband, let's say, looks like the Rebbe is talking to the husband. Why doesn't he make the first step? Why don't you go the first one to reach out? Because in his look, he would be giving up his honor to make the first step to bring about that closeness. Especially, the Rebbe says, he doesn't see any reason. Why does the other person have such an attitude? Why is she not respecting me? Why is that attitude? But the Rebbe says, like I said before, In most of the cases, it's just an imaginary. You're just imagining that the other person is disrespecting you. Or maybe you don't think that your wife is respecting you, if we should say that in this case. Could be the other way around, but my only clue is because the Rebbe says tichya for a woman. That's my only clue, that it's talking about a woman over here. But the Rebbe says, in most cases, it's only imaginary. And when you start reaching out, immediately you see it was a mistake. She never meant to be disrespectful. She never meant to have a bad attitude to you. It's just your mistake. So the Rebbe says, I pray that also in this there will be a recognizable improvement, and I hope that 1 hour earlier, in other words, the earlier, as soon as possible, bring about that level of get together, bring about that level of peace, and do it. So basically what the Rebbe is saying, I'm very upset about hearing that. And the Rebbe says, being discord, being in such a way isn't beneficial for anybody. And people do have different opinions. And that's the way Hashem creates. We still need to love each other. And the Rebbe says, don't think if you make the first step, that shows a disrespect for you. Make the first step, and then you will see that the other person, that your whole thing that you're thinking they're disrespecting you, is imaginary. It's not even true. And the Rebbe prays for an improvement. And the Rebbe says, based on the above, that it also applies to continue to working within the orchard of Chabad. Apparently, he had a hard time maybe working within Chabad, maybe disrespect from others, I'm not exactly sure. But the Rebbe says, I've written many times to many of the Hasidim, I see a pipeline for blessing. If you work in Chabad, that's a pipeline for blessing also physically, not just spiritually, but is a physical benefit for it. And so the Rebbe says that, disregard, I guess, any hard feelings or things like that. I guess we didn't want to work. I'm not sure what was going on. But the Rebbe says that's the pipeline for blessings, physically. The Rebbe says for sure you continue to work on the matter about which you write, which I don't know what it is. And I look forward for good news and all the above, with blessing in the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary. So the Rebbe wants peace in the home. The Rebbe says if you reach out, you'll see. And the Rebbe says that working in the orchard of Chabad is not only a spiritual benefit, but it's also a benefit financially.